tell us how these pieces, these free agent pieces, complete your puzzle.
Yeah, well, actually, the philosophy of what we try to do is try to find out what people can do and then put them in a position that they can excel in that particular role. And, whether it was a Priest Holmes or Larry Johnson, we changed the running game when Priest Holmes went down to accommodate Larry Johnson and his skills. Tony Gonzalez was a real dominant player for us as an inside receiver, but we moved him around all over the formations with the shifting and motion to try to get matchups on one-on-one situations for Tony because he was the most skilled guy that we had on the perimeter, and our receivers complemented that. It'll be a different look here. It's much like we did in St. Louis when we had Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Oz Hakeem. The free agent acquisitions were directed toward the wide receiver position for a variety of reasons. One is Joe and the management people felt like we needed to upgrade that position because of their experience last year in the offense and wanted to kind of expand the offense to a higher degree. So we went after two who we felt receivers who physically fit into the kind of mold that we would like, and that's guys that can beat man-on-man coverage and get separation. And Randall L., who is a very, very talented guy in a lot of different ways on the perimeter, is someone that we can utilize in a variety of roles, and we think he'll be a great added dimension to go with Santana Moss in terms of our perimeter group. And then we were fortunate enough to get Brandon Lloyd in a trade with the San Francisco 49ers, and in addition to having some players that they acquired the year before that were hurt throughout the season and didn't really get a chance to perform at the level that we think they're capable of performing at. So we've got some outstanding speed and some outstanding perimeter players to go along with Chris Cooley and to go along with the running game that is already here. And so we're really excited about these guys, and we think that they're going to be a tremendous asset to the Washington Redskins offense.